How about we take the athlete's side for once? This is a sports program.
It's a news program. We don't take anybody's side.
It's a news program staffed by people who can't find Finland on a map.
You know what, Isaac? Maybe give that a rest.
I'm saying it's the kind of thing that tends to eat away at our credibility as a news organization.
And I hear ya.
Are you suggesting we congratulate Jason Grissom for beating a man over the head with a bottle?
I'm suggesting, Casey, that man's just played and won a professional basketball game on the road.
Yes.
He goes to a local bar to have a few beers.
Yes.
It's a drunken, hostile crowd whose team's just lost.
Right.
There's some taunting, some words are exchanged. Our guy grabs a bottle and hits somebody.
That's where I get tripped up.
When did he become our guy?
He's not our guy.
Is there a law against going to a strip bar?
Nope. No law against getting drunk. No law against calling somebody a redneck. No law against breaking a bottle over their head.
No, wait, it's that last one again.
No one's saying he didn't break the law.
Well, it's still pretty early.
You want to help me out?
Plaza Hotel, Oak Bar, Dry Martini. New York at night, my friend. The city never sleeps.
Come on back.
JJ, your idea is stupid.
Thank you.
The guy called him a redneck and probably called him worse. What would you do, Dan? What would you do if a guy walked up to you on your date last night and called you an Ivy League Jew?
All right, come on.
Well, so far, he hasn't insulted me.
Yeah, but he won't get off of you. He knows everything about you, or he thinks he does, because he reads the papers and listens to the call-in shows, and he's in your face, and he's drunk, and you're with this girl, and he won't let up. What do you do, Dan?
I show some discretion. This is a twerpy little man who's showing off in a bar. He's embarrassing himself, and he's embarrassing his friends. If his girlfriend didn't break up with him yesterday, she's going to tomorrow. This is a loser. It doesn't take a lot of wit to overcome that obstacle. I show some discretion, JJ, and I show some class. And if I don't, I would expect in some measure the wrath of a civilized people.
Isaac, please listen to Danny. He's one of the few sane voices left in sports.
You ever ride the subway all day long? I mean, just for the fun of it?
Danny.
Dana!
JJ's insane, and I can't believe this conversation has gone on as long as it has.